All right. We are going to wrap up our media availabilities this afternoon in advance of this weekend's Bank of America 500 with Martin Truex, driver of the number 78 Auto Owners Insurance Toyota. And Martin, welcome back to Charlotte, a track that you know very well, obviously advanced into the next round of 12. Talk a little bit about this playoffs, how it's shaping up, and how your team is approaching the next couple of races.
Sure. Definitely, looking forward to the second round. This is the one that got us last year. So I think everybody's looking at Talladega and looking at that with a little bit of nerves. But in general, feel good about our team and where we're at, what we're doing. And, we'll just try to take it one race at a time and hopefully kick it off strong here at Charlotte. So so far today has been a bit eventful for a lot of teams. And fortunately, we had a pretty fairly smooth practice, so looking forward to qualifying tonight and see what we can do, and hopefully have a great weekend here.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions for Martin. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation. We'll start out with Jenna.
Jennifer, AP. Martin, what does it feel like to kick everybody's butt every week?
It feels good. It feels really good, honestly. It's been a great season. And it's been really cool to be kind of the guy to beat, or to, have the most stage wins, the most points, the most wins, all that stuff. But at the same time, with eight races to go, anything can happen. So it feels awesome, but I think we're trying to just really stay focused and not really reminisce too much. There'll be time to do that later. I feel like our team is doing a great job of doing that, staying focused, and we know where we want to go. So it's just got to get there. So it's going to be difficult. There's no doubt about it. But it does feel really good. It's been a lot of fun this year.
All right, Dustin, go ahead.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, had two questions. The first one, as you alluded to, was interesting in practice for some drivers run into the PJ1. What did you find with that?
I think they should call it slime this weekend.
What is the challenge, and what is the concern, and how might this play out over the weekend and into Sunday?
Well, I think as we move through the weekend, it'll get better and better. Last time we were here, there was none on the track on Friday. So when we were the first ones on track then as well, and of course we had the All-Star race the weekend before, but we were able to get on the racetrack with it being normal. And make our qualifying runs and qualify, and then they put it on the track later on. So I think, had we all been in race trim, I don't know that it would have been quite as big of a deal as it was. But at the same time, it's it was difficult to be the first ones out there. A lot of people in Q trim trying to only make four or five total laps in practice and be able to put it all together. So I think we just need some cars to run on that stuff and wear it in and get the track kind of prepped. I think that, certainly I don't think anyone expected it to be as challenging as it was. And maybe for the future, we definitely need to look at a different, way to prep the track. So when we go out there, guys aren't running into the wall.
You also alluded in your opening comments about this is the round that got you last year. While I know you guys are focused on what's ahead and where you're at in the moment, how much does that hang with you? How much will that forever hang with you last year in that second round? I get the sense that that's never going to go away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you ever forget it. I think you try to learn from it. I think for us last year, as bad as we performed at Charlotte and Kansas, ultimately Talladega still took us out with an engine failure. But at the same time, we only missed it by a few points. So now I think that makes you really look at the playoff points and the bonus points and say, okay, I think we feel a whole lot better now than we did last year. And I really honestly think no matter what happens at Talladega, if we can just perform to the level that we know how and have consistently all year long at Charlotte and at Kansas, we'll be in fine shape. So it's definitely, a little bit different feeling this year. A little bit more comfortable, I would say. But we'll just see how it shakes out. Thank you.
Mike Embry, USA Today. Mark, what's your perspective on the 12 drivers and teams that are left? Toyota's won the first three, but each manufacturer's got four people left. Is it realistic to say that anybody has a shot, or are there three or four teams that are kind of head and shoulders above?
You know, it's so difficult to say because of the elimination format, and, you know, again, a bad race or two could take out a guy that we potentially could be calling one of the favorites right now, you know. So I think it's too early to talk about it. I don't know that you can have favorites. I don't know that you can pick your top four and say these guys are going to be at Homestead no matter what. So I think we got to go out and race and see where it all lines up. I think I know who our biggest competition is, but again, there's no guarantee we'll get there or they will either. So one race at a time and try to do our job. I think that's the best approach.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. With what happened in Vegas, do you have any concerns about doing the victory lap there in December as far as security goes?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it, to be honest with you. It's really hard to think about that right now, and it's sad that we have to talk about it. It's awful to see what happened there last week, or this week, I should say. And, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I definitely wouldn't want to be the one making the decision, you know, to go there, or the guy that had to set up security or any of that stuff. It's a crazy time in this world.
All right. I believe also Reed, did you have a question?
No.
We're good. Okay. Tyler in the middle.
Tyler had the racing experts. Looking ahead to next year, are you more bummed to see a 1.5 miler go away with how well you performed there, or excited to have a road course considering you're not too shabby there either?
Well, that's a loaded question. I don't know. The Roval's interesting to say the least. So yeah, we'll just have to see. I think I've been fortunate, you know, in my career to have success on road courses. But there's no telling how this one's going to stack up against the other two that we race on the series. You know, I feel like I've been pretty good at those, but there's no guarantee that we'll be good here. So I believe we're doing the test here in a month or so, and we'll know more then, but it ought to be interesting, that's for sure.
All right, Lee, go ahead.
Lee Spencer, motorsport.com, to follow up on that. Will you be doing the Roval test later this month?
I believe so, yeah. I think we are. Yeah, I would assume it'd be us. I've heard rumblings about us doing it, so we typically don't like to test. You know, we haven't tested all year, so we'll see. Yeah, no problem.
All right, I believe Jacob in the back had a question.
Jacob Silman, Performance Motorsports Network. Actually, kind of two here. If Jimmy Johnson is the king of Charlotte, I think lately we can call you the crown prince, Martin. Does it feel good to come into a place where, I mean, your team's been good everywhere, but to come somewhere where you've had so much success lately?
Yeah, it feels good. I think, honestly, when I think of Charlotte, I feel like we've had a few slip away here. You know, easily had a shot at winning 3 600s in a row, which is pretty awesome. Unfortunately, we've only got one win, and you know, last fall we had some issues. So, I feel good coming in because we're good at this type of racetrack, and we've had a lot of speed at Charlotte in particular the last couple of years. So I feel like we can do a good job this weekend, but you just never know. So you gotta just focus on the task at hand and not get caught up in what you've done before, and try to go get after it. So I'm looking forward to it. I think we brought a really good race car, and so far it's felt pretty good. So we'll see where we get.
There we go. It tried to die on me, apparently. To follow up on that, so much of your success here at Charlotte has been in May under the lights, and with this race being scheduled as a daytime race, does it change your outlook? Do you guys approach it differently?
Yeah, I definitely think that we've been better, you know, for sure in the night race, and for whatever reason, starting in the daytime, ending at night, always seems like we do a good job with that and finding speed and finding a way to get to the front. So certainly a little bit different story this time around, like you said, with the day race. But, you know, honestly, I don't know when we're going to race this thing with the weather coming in. It looks pretty bad for a few days. So just have to be open-minded, be ready for anything. Try to make a pretty good logical guess on when we might race and use that to figure it out.
All right, I believe believe Chris had a question. Then we'll come up front. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchTrends.com. Martin, looking ahead to Talladega next week, do you still think we'll see as active and crazy race, knowing that it's not a cutoff race, but those crucial stage points could make a difference if something happens later in the race?
Yeah, for sure. I think the stage points are really what changes that racing. And I think guys are willing to risk it more because of those stage points are available. I feel like if you can have good finish in the first two stages, somehow you maybe get caught up in a wreck or something bad happens, you still have those points, you know, so it's kind of a net gain from what it used to be. So I would say that we'll have less guys riding in the back than normal, and should be a, you know, more of an intense race with a big crowd up front most of the day.
Mike Neff from frontstretch.com. Martin, obviously you had to have a car to take advantage of it, but your team has obviously excelled more than anybody else at accumulating playoff points this year. As you look back at the season now, do you feel like you pulled one over on a crowd, or you just did it better than anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think our approach or our strategy was any different than anyone's. You know, it's not like we snookered them every single week. I think we've just had a lot of speed, and we've been consistent. You know, qualifying well certainly has been a part of that, getting those points, you know, especially the first stage in each race. So, just being prepared, really, and doing a good job all around across all fronts, I think, is really what the key has been. Yes, sir.
All right. Any final questions for Martin? All right. Best of luck this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.